Feel different now that you've got so many different faces out there, or is it business as usual for you?
Yeah, it's good. So I can, with the new guys, it's getting the foundations right. And obviously, we've still got to wait for Tirico, Bryce and Angus to come back. So really good first day. Pleased with our effort and our intensity out there.
When do the imports arrive? When does Angus get back?
Angus will get here Wednesday. Bryce, middle of the month, and Tirico at the end of the month. Yep.
So how long will you have them for? About 3 or 4 weeks before you go to America?
Yeah, it'd be close to a month, I think, yeah.
Is that enough time?
I hope so. Yeah. I'll tell out then. But, you know, that's... We pre-season 10 weeks out, teamwork. The guys are in pretty good condition from the work they've done in the off-season, so that's not an issue with their fitness level. It's more the synergy and the teamwork out there with each other.
I was going to say, bonding sessions, all that sort of stuff. What do you do to try to? It's a long time, 10 weeks. What do you do to keep them all bonding and doing different things? What do you? You went and did that Navy thing last year.
Yeah, Navy. Yeah, we'll have some things up our sleeve. It's really, you know, we're big here at the Wildcats of playing for each other, playing for your mate beside you, and playing for the name on the jersey first and foremost. So we've been very lucky with the culture that we've developed here, and that's something we want to keep adding to and making sure it's a strong going forward. And when we play together and we train together, and that's a big part of building a championship and having that trust and bond and chemistry all together. And that takes time to develop. It doesn't just happen overnight or cut and paste these days, but it's good first step for us.
Obviously, it's very early still, Trev, but Mitch and Nick, we know about their experience. What have you seen that they've brought to the group and on the training?
Yeah, it's just straight away, just their toughness, their competitive angle. They don't like to get scored on in any drill. They're going to learn the system as they go along and get in the right place. And they're just good teammates. It's good that you're looking over and the next guy is busting their hard just to stay in front of their man. And Nick and Mitch do a great job of that.
Built that reputation a bit of being the hardest trainers in the league. Were they aware of that before they came to the club? Did they know to slide into that?
Yeah, that might be a good question to ask from down the track and see how they're going. Now they're a little bit gassed and out of energy. But, you know, that's something that we pride ourselves on. We never want to lose a game because of our fitness lacks, you know, and our intensity lacks. And that's our leaders as well. When you've got Damo out there, Jesse and Greg just working as hard as anything, no matter if it's 1 minute to go or 40 minutes to go, they're playing at a certain level and they have the ability to raise the standards of their teammates. And it's great to have that out on the practice court.
With those two plus Tom and Terrence, you feel like you're a more rounded squad this season?
Yeah, I hope so. I really won't know until the whole squad gets here, but Tirico is going to give us another dimension on the perimeter, and obviously Bryce being the MVP and what he brings to the table is exciting in itself, and hopefully we can gel together and get the right combination out on the court.
Some blokes who won't like sitting on the bench, I would have thought as well.
Nah.
There'll be starting five starting competition. How significant is the competition to get onto the court for these blokes?
Yeah, and it's the same. We just mentioned that at the start when we talked to the group. It's not necessarily the most talented or the five most talented that'll play. It's the five guys that play best together. And now if that's a role player in that, so be it. But we got to find the five guys play great basketball together, and they'll get the majority of the time. And the guys have got to be able to support that. And some days it's the rock stars, some days it's the bench players. And that's been a good teammate and support no matter what the weather is outside.
So is that pre-season now important for them to show that they can fit that role of, you know, whatever you need them to do and working with that bloke over there and things like that?
It's really more important with the team structure. Everyone knows what their responsibilities out on the floor. It's not so much that this player does this role. It's really getting their fundamentals down from the offense space into the defense help line. And once they understand that, then they can put their own personality stamp on it. But the pre-season's big time on what we're doing structurally as a team.